I just love hot swaps. There is nothing like it in the whole wide world. Any of you who have been watching on webcam get to watch us do that, because people forget that we're doing it at the end. They're like, oh man, we just cut this great radio interview, and then I'm the whole time going, no, you need to leave now.
Yes.
We love you, but you need to leave now. It's been fun. So we have a new set of guests. This is actually really fun. Let me explain to you what's going on here. Because I know for a fact that you're like looking at everybody going, who are these people? Where did they come from? Now, Steve Slocum is part of the University of
Wisconsin
at Oshkosh, right?
Correct, yes.
And he has been all week working with some fascinating individuals who have companies and products and gadgets and gizmos and things that is going to revolutionize aviation in one way or another. It's the Aero Innovate program that goes on every year at Air Venture. Steve, I want to thank you, first of all, for bringing a few of the Aero Innovate alumni here to our show today. So we have a couple of companies here. One is GripMat, who I uncovered at a different show earlier in the year. And that's Tom?
Yep, Tom Burden.
Tom Burden. Excellent. And then we also have Tate Flight Interactive, and that's Brandon Sells, right?
That's right.
Welcome to Attitude Adjustment. Steve, you want to let me know a little bit how Aero Innovate works? Tell people, and then we'll introduce these two different products.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. First, Amy and Rob, thank you very much for having us in here. We really appreciate it. Aero Innovate is, as you mentioned, a program of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. We are also Department of Defense grant funded. So we have state and federal covered there. And we are, even though we're UW Oshkosh focused, or a program, we are a global program. So we are a business accelerator for early stage aviation and aerospace startups. So we take applications. We have one class a year that is 8 weeks long. 7 of those weeks are virtual. So our companies can be based anywhere in the world. The 8th week, through our partnership with EAA, they come here to Air Venture. And everybody wants to be here at Air Venture. And we display over the Innovation Showcase. And everybody wants to be here because of that noise going overhead.
Exactly.
We love that noise. So they get a chance to display in the Innovation Showcase. And then on Wednesday evening of Air Venture, so it was the 25th this year, we had our 10th annual Pitch and Mingle. So the companies in our cohort get to stand up in front of a crowd, talk. They have 5 minutes to talk about their business, tell us who they are, what problem they're solving, and why we should care. Because you could have the greatest problem, you think you're solving the greatest problem in the world, but if investors and industry folks don't care, then your company doesn't have traction. So we're really looking for that, and we're helping them over those first 7 weeks to develop their executive summary, develop their pitch, give them mentorship, and help them get ready to stand up here in front of a room full of investors and aviation folks from all over the world and tell us about your company and tell us what you're looking for and tell us why we should care.
So it's Shark Tank for aviation.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, we've been around longer than Shark Tank, though. And we actually have a Shark Tank alum right here.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
This, GripMat, I needed that yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
No, seriously, my airplane was broken on the ramp, and my mechanic had to go down, and he used the back of the pickup truck for his tools. Yeah. Like, you know, but...
Well, we're selling them today.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, look up there. What is that thing in the
corner? Oh, my GripMat's
gone. Okay, that doesn't work, does it?
Seriously, so tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I was an F-16 mechanic in the Air Force, and I was tired of my tools sliding off the aircraft. And I was honestly, like, really frustrated with what people just kept telling me what I couldn't do. They weren't giving me a solution. So I decided that I'm going to make the solution. And at the same time, I was going to school for mechanical engineering. And I had a bunch of different ideas of, like, if I were to have a magnet strapped to my chest or something. And I saw this non-slip material in my mom's car to keep her cell phone in place when driving. And I was like, well, we could just make these larger for tools. So I started prototyping for about 3 years and came in contact with Aero Innovate, went through their program. And Aero Innovate actually came in like a very critical time for GripMat, and then really brought us to EA Oshkosh. So I came the year prior to scope it out, see if this would be the right spot, because all my background is a lot of military stuff. So the general aviation at the time, I was very new to it. So the following year, the year after going through Aero Innovate, we launched the product, and it was really intimidating because I brought 600 grip mats, and the first day I sold 14, and I was like, oh wow, this is going to be a long haul. And then by the time we left, I was sold out. So that was really exciting. And then just kept pushing. Everyone was suggesting different sizes. So now we have a small, medium, large. We launched that just before we went on Shark Tank. So we were on Shark Tank this past season and reeled in three sharks, Mark Cuban, Lori Grenier, and Richard Branson, who was a guest shark. So yeah, any aviation nerds out there, I'm sure you've heard of Richard Branson with Virgin Airlines, but it's been a crazy ride.
That's wild. Brandon, tell me about Take Flight Interactive.
Yeah, you bet. So I was a designer on Flight Sim for a while. Hal Bryan, who was just on, was a colleague of mine. I have many great memories from AirVenture with Hal. I was a game designer, and so that's kind of where I approach flight training from. And my story is I grew up flying the sim. The first time I got in an airplane, I took off and I looked out over the panel, over the wing, and thought, my gosh, I've done this a million times. And so now we have Take Flight Interactive, and really we take the power of games, the power of artificial intelligence and data analytics, and we mix that up into a virtual flight instructor. So you can sit down at a sim and get real-world training experiences with no expert in the room. We use game design mechanics like scoring, but the scoring's based on FAA standards. So it's really a game-formatted flight training experience that you can run at the flight school or at home.
Wow. I was just thinking of a link between what Brandon is saying and what Doug Stewart was talking about in terms of pilot proficiency and people working on sims to maintain IFR currency and having no one to look over their shoulder and give them an idea of how they're doing. I mean, that would be a leap,
oh, absolutely. And interestingly enough, it's been tried before. There was IP Trainer, which ASA had a long time ago.
That's right.
Almost 20 years ago, in fact, and it went through a couple iterations, but I'm not sure the AI was quite there yet.
That's right. Yeah, and I think the element that we bring to it that makes it so much more accessible is the game design. A game design is really about challenging you enough that it's interesting and engaging, but not so hard that it's frustrating. And so we put a lot of effort into making these things accessible to where you can sit down and it's not too harsh. You can get right through it, try it over and over again. We have a lot of philosophies about very short, highly replayable. I think what you were talking about, the objective feedback is very powerful. You can create that intrinsic motivation to do better and better when there's not somebody looking over your shoulder.
And that's a problem that we face in this industry, is that people don't want to take training often because they say, well, I'm not going to do very well, and I'm going to embarrass myself and look like an idiot, right. And so I'm just not going to do it. Right. And that's a problem for our accident rate.
Yeah, it is that. So, Steve, what you're saying is that Aero Innovate, I mean, look at the breadth of interesting problems you're mm-hmm. trying to solve with Aero Innovate. I mean, that's got to excite you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a tremendous job. It's terrific. And I get to work with guys like this every day, and help them, hopefully help them move along and see their success and, take some pride in that. I wasn't on board when Tom came through, so I can't take any credit for Tom, but the program certainly can. And, we have four great companies that are in our program this year. It kind of seems like we did. It was completely unintentional, but they really have a safety theme this year. So we have Ramper Innovations, which is helping save rampers' backs. He's based in Sitka, Alaska. We have Kerr Avionics from Portland, Oregon, which is helping pick up LED lights on a runway 300% sooner than in fog and haze than you can normally. We have EFX Applied Technology from just outside of St. Paul, Minnesota. They're kind of our local guys from St. Paul. They are helping with safety aspect of of putting laser lights down on the tarmac to make sure that from a safety perspective, so people don't walk into the prop or get sucked into the turbo. So turbine. And then we have Vita Inclinata from Tacoma, Washington, and they are helping the problem of chaotic swing from helicopter lifts. So the gentleman Caleb Carr, who's the CEO of Vita, lost a friend because the basket couldn't get down because the helicopter pilot couldn't control it. They have a way to solve that problem.
Well, and there is a place where people on the field can actually see all of those companies. It's the Innovation Center in the Gateway Park, right?
That's exactly right. Aviation Gateway Park. We're in the Innovation Showcase Building. We're all lined up along the side, so please come see us. And Tom is in Hangar A, and Brandon is kind of right across the way from us in the Innovation Showcase as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And where can new potential AeroInnovate companies find AeroInnovate during the year?
Yeah, aeroinnovate.org.
AeroInnovate.org. It's really not that hard.
It's not that hard. Or social media at AeroInnovate.
That's fantastic.
I have a fantastic crew of interns that understand social media much better than I do, and so we have a full list.
Steve Slocum, guys, thank you so much.